Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were extremely exciting today. There wasn't a lot of focus on anything other than that USDA report, which was released at 11 a.m. Central Time, and that was the key driver, especially after that from 11 a.m. to the close, which we'll talk about those numbers in just a second. But everything was weak today. Wheat was the only perceived to be weak part of the report, negative in both categories on the world and U.S. level. And corn and soybeans were thought to be positive, but we could not sustain a rally in either of those. The corn in March remained below that 50-day moving average, which is just over 441. It traded up to 440 and three quarters, but then closed around 435, so we could not break that 50-day moving average. And so long-term, that's kind of a negative trend. And then we have the beans closing quite weak here. Of course, they're above their 50-day moving average and reached the highest prices for that January contract since September. And so long-term, that's kind of a good sign. But then after reaching that high and, you know, trading lower at one point down 10 or so cents, that kind of pushed us on the negative side. Wheat futures here, new contract lows. So long-term outlook there for wheat is likely to still be negative.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
The USDA December crop supply and demand reports were released this morning at 11 a.m. It was deemed to be bullish for both corn and soybeans and a little bit bearish for the wheat futures. Corn here in the U.S. ending stocks for the 13-14 marketing year were 1.792 billion bushels, down from the estimate of 1.871. So that was deemed to be bullish. If you look at the world level for corn, ending stocks were at 162.46 million metric tons. The average guess was 163.3, so that was also considered bullish. Looking at the soybeans, here in the U.S., ending stocks were 150 million bushels, 3 million bushels lower than the 153 average guess, and about 20 million lower than last month at 170. On the world level, soybean ending stocks were 70.62 million metric tons, down from the 71.64 last month, average guess, and a little bit higher than last month of 70.23. And then last but not least, wheat ending stocks for the U.S. were 575 million bushels, higher than the average guess of 540. And then the world was 182.78 million metric tons, up from the 179.11 guess.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers this afternoon, December live cattle were up 7 cents at 131.67. January feeders were up 40 at 165.55. And December lean hogs were down 55 cents at 80.82. In the grains, Kansas City December wheat was down 9 cents at 694.5. Chicago December corn was off a penny at 427.5. January soybeans were down 5.5 cents on the day at 1338.25. And March cotton was up 33 points at 80.69 cents per pound. That's a look at today's markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.